Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley. Hugh Beaumont. Tony Dow. And Gary Mathers as the Beaver.
Morning.
Good morning, Mrs. Cleaver. I wonder if I might see Wally.
Why, yes, of course, Eddie. He's up in his room.
Oh? I make it a point not to lie in bed on Saturday mornings. It spoils my work habits for the school week.
Yes, well, that's very wise of you, Eddie. The boys have been up for a long while. They're getting together some things for the rummage sale at church.
Oh, yes. My mother says that's always a good way to get rid of a lot of old stuff you don't want.
Wally's up in his room, Eddie.
Yes, Mrs. Cleaver.
Wow, look at this. Hey, Dad, what's this thing?
You used to wear that when you were a baby.
Boy, I must have been an awful sissy baby.
Well, you sure were a slobby baby. You used to fall asleep with your head in your cereal and Mom would have to dig it out of your ears and everything.
Well, never mind the reminiscences, fellows. Is there any string around here?
Yeah, I think there's some in the bathroom from when I flew my kite out the bathroom window.
Hi, Eddie.
Hi, Wally.
We're packing this junk for the rummage sale.
Yeah, what kind of a phony tax deduction is your pop going to take on this chunk?
Maybe you'd like to give us some praise along with Eddie.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Cleaver. I was just kidding with Wally.
Yeah, sure you were.
Hey, Dad, we'll tie this stuff up if you want us to.
All right, fine. Eddie, I want to tell you something.
Yes, Mr. Cleaver?
No, nothing.
Boy, Eddie, why don't you watch it, huh?
Why don't you tip a guy off when your old man is pussyfooting around?
Hey, Eddie, what'd you want to go and come over here for?
Yeah, what's up, Eddie?
Nothing. I guess you haven't heard about me going steady, huh?
You're going steady?
Sure. It's all over school.
Hey.
You going steady with a girl, Eddie?
Sure. Carolyn Schuster.
Carolyn Schuster? Man, she's kind of pretty.
Well, sure she's pretty. I ain't going steady with no owls. What are you laughing at?
Oh, nothing, Eddie. Nothing at all. I just thought something seemed funny.
Hey, Eddie, are you sure you're not making all this up? Like when you told everybody you saw Broderick Crawford on the bus?
Look, I got a date to meet her at the soda fountain in half an hour. Come on, I'll take you along and show her to you.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess I could go. I got nothing else to do.
Yeah, me too.
Just a minute. What do you think this is, Bird Watchers of America or something? Get lost, friend.
Yeah, you finish tying up the box, Beav. I'll help you carry it downstairs when I get back.
Yeah, well, anyway, it's too early in the morning to go look at girls.
Beaver, that's too heavy for you. Where's Wally?
He went out with Eddie.
Well, here, let me help you with it.
Where'd they go, Beaver?
They went over to look at a girl that Eddie says he's going steady with.
Eddie Haskell's going steady?
I don't really know what going steady means. I just heard it once in a song. Dad, can I go to Larry's now?
Sure, Beaver. Go ahead. Just leave the box there. I'll drop it off later.
Thanks, Dad. Hey, Mom, at the rummage sale, can I buy back my old blue jeans that were given away?
Beaver, what in the world would you want those old pants for?
Well, they're the ones I had such a good time in up at summer camp. And if I wore them again, I could pretend like I'm having a good time, even if I'm not.
Well, we'll see, Beaver.
Thanks, Mom. Goodbye, Dad. Goodbye, Mom. See you later.
Goodbye, Beaver.
Bye. Ward, I want you to have a talk with Wally.
Talk with him? About what?
About going steady.
Well, he's not going steady. It's Eddie Haskell.
Honey, I know that, but I don't want Wally getting ideas. You want Wally moon calving and lolly dolling around after some high school siren?
Dear, I used to go around moon calving and lolly dolling after you. You didn't seem to mind then.
Of course not. You weren't my son.
I'll talk to him. Excellent.
Hey, Wally. Carolyn is sitting with Alma Hansen in the second booth.
Well,
don't turn around and stare at her. Look at her in a mirror like I'm doing.
Eddie, why don't you just walk over there and say hello?
Boy, Wally, you sure got a lot to learn about women.
You know, for a guy who's going steady with a girl, you sure are a chicken.
Listen, does Rock Hudson walk right up to Doris Day and say, "We come to look at you"? No, of course he doesn't.
Nah, I guess not.
He gets his charm soak in before he makes his move.
Okay, will you make your move? I don't want to have to buy another soda.
Okay. Come on. Hi, Alma. Hello, Carolyn.
Hi, Eddie. Hello, Eddie.
This is my best friend, Wally Cleaver. You might have seen him around.
Oh, yes. We saw him score 12 points in the basketball game Thursday night. We certainly did.
Oh, gee, it wasn't much. I get fouled a lot. Well, you know how it is. I mean, that's the way it is.
Mind if we sit down, honey?
Excuse me. Excuse me.
I love that sweater, Eddie. Brings out the blue in your eyes.
Sure. Oh, I see you're fixing your hair the way I ask you.
Uh-huh.
After the game, Charlie Miller got sick in the locker room.
Oh?
Yeah, but after that he was all right.
So, we're going to the show tonight, Carolyn. I'll be by and pick you up about 7:30.
Anything you say, Peachy. But I'd better meet you outside. My father will be home.
Okay, doll.
I think I better get going home now.
Oh, we were just going. Carolyn and I are going shopping. We'd better get the check.
That's okay. I'll take care of everything.
See you tonight, Peachy.
Sure, doll.
I'm glad you didn't get sick after the game, Wally.
Oh, No, I got a pretty strong stomach.
We better go, Alma. Goodbye, Eddie. I'll see you tonight.
Bye.
Bye.
Huh? How about it, Wally? Am I living or am I living?
Yeah, that Carolyn, she's a cute girl, all right.
And you see the way I got her wrapped around my little finger? I'm telling you.
Here's your check, Sonny.
Yeah. Wally, could you give me the loan of 70 cents?
Yeah, I guess so.
What's the matter? Aren't you going to give her a tip?
Thanks.
Well, I guess you know now I'm going steady, huh?
Yeah, sure I do. But don't forget, you owe me 80 cents, Peachy.
Well, where have you been since school let out?
Well, I was over at Larry Mandel's. His big sister's taking a course in navigation over at the high school.
Oh. Why would she do that? The Mandelos don't have a boat.
I know, but Larry's mother's making her go. She said it's her last chance to meet a man.
Oh. Have you seen your brother?
Yeah, I saw him over on Vanderbush Avenue.
Wasn't with girls, was he?
No, he and some of the guys in the basketball team were standing around hitting each other on the arm.
Well, that doesn't sound very nice.
Gee, Mom, I can't wait till I'm old enough to do it.
Why didn't Wally come home with you?
He has to pick up some pictures at the drugstore.
Oh. Beaver?
Yes, Mom?
Beaver, you won't grow up on me too fast, will you?
Gee, Mom, once I get going, guess there's nothing to do about it.
Yes, I think those pictures came in this morning. I'll get them for you.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Newton.
Carolyn, I saw you at the movies on Saturday night.
Well, sure you did. Freddie Pryor's been grounded. His father won't let him out of the house for 2 weeks. So what am I supposed to do? Sit around and mope?
You mean you really don't like Eddie at all? Well, he's telling all the kids at school you're going steady.
That's a laugh. Isn't that just like that conceited creep? Peachy calls me every night. You never heard such corn. It's all I can do to keep from laughing.
Well, here you are. That'll be a dollar and a quarter. Will that be all?
Yeah. Yeah, that's all, Mr. Newton.
No fooling, Wally. The Carolyn girl really called Eddie a creep?
She sure did. She and all the other girls were laughing about it.
But gee whiz, Wally, Eddie is a creep.
Yeah, but Eddie doesn't know he's a creep. I don't like the idea of some girl giving him the business and calling him peachy and making him spend my money on her and then just laughing at him.
Heck, Wally. Girls are rats. They're even rats in Sunday school.
What do you mean they're rats in Sunday school?
Well, take this girl we read about in the Bible. She met this real neat guy and she cut off his hair. And then she turned him over to these bad guys and they dragged him away and they stuck out his eyes. They were mean to him, too.
Oh, yeah. That was Samson and Delilah.
Yeah, and if girls are rats in the Bible, how do you expect them to be in person?
Yeah, I guess so.
Hey, Wally, are you going to call Eddie up and tell him about the girl and calling her creep and all that?
Well, of course not. You can't do that.
Gee, why not? You call him worse than that lots of times.
Look, Beaver, if a guy calls a guy something, well, that's okay. But if a girl calls a guy the same thing, well, that's a million times worse.
She was, Wally. Last week, Angela Valentine called me a dirty, smelly, rotten old apple. And I just grinned at her.
Oh, yeah, that's because you're not old enough to appreciate girls.
But gee, Wally, if they're so mean to you, how can you appreciate them?
Look, Beaver, I just explained guys to you. I'm not going to explain girls, too.
What are you thinking about?
Oh, nothing.
Can't just be thinking about nothing.
Dear, I've had a hard day today. And if I want to sit here and think about nothing, I think I'm entitled to.
All right, go ahead. Keep your old secrets. Don't tell me what you're thinking about.
June, dear, I am... Oh, hi, Wally. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to talk to you, Dad, but if you guys are arguing, I'll come back later.
I hate to disappoint you, Wally, but we're not arguing.
What'd you want?
Well, can I talk to you, Dad? In the den?
What's the matter with in here?
Well, there's nobody else in the den.
Wally, if you want to talk to your father alone, you don't have to be so subtle.
Why don't you go on inside? I'll be right there.
You see?
Well, what do you mean, you see?
What I asked you to talk to Wally about going steady, and now I'll bet you he wants to talk to you about a girl.
Nonsense. The most important thing in that boy's life right now is basketball. Well, son, what's on your mind?
Dad, I'd like to talk to you about a girl.
Oh. Yeah, well, sit down.
You know, Dad, Eddie Haskell's kind of been going steady.
Yeah, I'd heard something about that. You're not thinking along the same lines yourself, are you?
Well, gee, no, Dad. I've been spending every afternoon in the gymnasium working on my hook shot.
Good boy. Well, what's all this about Eddie?
Well, do you think that you could kind of... Well, I know you're not an old guy or anything, but do you think that you could kind of try to remember when you were young?
Try what?
Well, suppose you had this friend, like Eddie, and he liked this certain girl, and he thought this girl was crazy about him. Then all of a sudden you heard this girl laughing and calling him a creep. What would you do?
Well, there's only two things you can do. You can either ignore it or you can go to Eddie and tell him what's going on.
Well, yeah, Dad, I knew there was two things I could do, but I don't know which of the two I should do.
Oh. Well, I think if you're sure of your facts, you should tell Eddie. But I'd make it as painless as possible.
Yeah. I figured that's what I'd have to do, but... Well, I thought maybe you'd read some kind of book or something that kind of told you how to do this sort of stuff.
No, son, I'm afraid there aren't any books like that.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, Dad. I'll let you know what happens.
Fine. And, keep working on that hook shot.
Sure, Dad.
Well?
Oh. Well, Eddie Haskell has a girl, and Wally has found out that she thinks Eddie is a creep. So, Wally has to tell Eddie.
Good heavens. Well, when we were Wally's age, did we ever get ourselves involved in complicated problems like this?
Well, of course not. We were too busy playing miniature golf.
Look, Wally, what's so important that I had to walk you home from school?
I'll tell you in a minute, Eddie.
What? When I told Carolyn I couldn't see her after school, it really shook her up. She kind of laughed it off, but, you know, the poor girl had to keep from bawling. Man, this is really corny. You and your grubby little brother. I gotta get some pictures of Carolyn from my room. You know, when a guy's going steady, he's really got it.
Look, Eddie, look, why don't you just turn it off for a minute and sit down, huh?
Sure. Sure. What's up, Doc?
Well, look, Eddie, I've been a friend of yours for a long time, right? So if I level with you, you're not gonna get sore at me, are you?
Get sore? Don't be silly, Sam. What's the matter? I got briar patch legs or something?
Now, look, Eddie, it's about Carolyn. Her real boyfriend's Freddie Pryor. She's just been giving you the business.
Huh?
Well, yeah, that's right, Eddie. I heard her talking to her girlfriends in the drugstore. They were saying you were corny and a conceited creep and laughing about you and everything.
You're kidding. What is there about me a girl could laugh at?
I don't know, Eddie, but they were laughing.
Boy, I get the picture now. I never thought my best friend would pull a dirty trick like this.
Look, Eddie, I was only trying to help.
Sure you were. You made up all this stuff about Carolyn so you could move in on her yourself. Well, let me tell you something, you rat. Nobody's going to bust me up with my girl when I'm going steady. And you try anything like this again, and I'll sock you right in the mouth.
Look, Eddie, you're not going to sock anybody in the mouth.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, look, I was only trying to tell you that...
I don't need you to tell me anything. And you're a crummy basketball player, too.
Hello, Eddie. You on your way home?
Yeah, and I'm never coming back.
Well, Ward, I thought it was one of the children slamming the door.
It was. Eddie Haskell. He's never coming back.
What do you suppose happened?
I'm not sure, but I think Wally's been the victim of some bad advice.
Whose?
Unfortunately, mine.
Hi, Wally.
What do you mean, hi, Wally? Don't you have anything to say?
Eddie sure was mad, wasn't he?
Come on, get up. How long you been under there?
Since I heard you and Eddie coming up the stairs.
Boy, how could you be so sneaky? You knew that was private stuff between me and Eddie.
Gee, Wally, what's the use of being a sneak unless you listen to private stuff?
Boy.
Well, anyway, if Eddie had punched you, I would come out from under the bed and start kicking him or something.
You know, Beaver, I'm so mixed up right now. I'm too tired to yell at you.
You're a good basketball player.
You know, Warden, I think it's a shame that Wally and Eddie had to have a fight after all these years. All Wally did was tell him the truth about Carolyn.
Yeah. Well, Socrates told the truth, and they poisoned him. Demosthenes went around looking for the truth and wound up living in a barrel. So at least our Wally's in good company.
You think that he and Eddie will ever be friends again?
I don't know. You get into a fight over a girl, and it can be pretty messy.
When did you ever get in a fight over a girl?
Well, I don't mean that I necessarily did. I was just talking about things I've read in books.
The way you were smiling, I don't think you read it in books.
Dear, you've watched that play twice.
Oh. Well, I don't think we'll be seeing Eddie around here anymore. I just can't imagine him admitting that he was wrong and Wally was right.
I'm going to be a little awkward, though, Wally and Eddie not being friends.
Why do you say that?
Well, who will we have to blame Wally's mistakes on?
Hi, kid.
Hello, Eddie.
What are you doing?
I'm getting the bugs off this plant.
How come you're yanking the leaves off?
I don't want to hurt the bugs.
Oh. You seen Wally?
Sure, I seen Wally. He's my brother. Hey, Eddie, what are you doing over here? I thought you were sore, Wally, for telling you about the girl and everything.
How do you know so much about it?
I was under the bed.
Well, I knew he was telling the truth about Carolyn.
He did? Then how come he got so sore and said you were going to punch him and everything?
Well, I had to talk like that. Wally's my best friend, and I didn't want him to think other people think I'm a creep. I wanted him to think I'm a good guy.
Gee, Eddie, people call me a creep all the time, and it doesn't bother me a bit.
That's because you're not old enough to be a real creep.
Yeah, I guess so. Hey, Eddie, how come you're being nice to me? Usually you're always pushing me around.
Well, you're Wally's brother, and I thought maybe you could tell me how to make up with him. You know, tell him I'm sorry and all that.
I should do that. You're always mean to me.
It'd be a real big favor, Beaver.
Well, I guess I could. I don't think it'd hurt me being nice to you just this once.
Thanks, Bert.
Yeah, help me get the bugs off the leaves.
Yeah, I guess so. But only because you got me over a barrel.
Sure, Eddie. Sure.
Did you know that Ward Cleaver is a bank president? Did you know that June Cleaver is personal friends with Frank Sinatra? Well, neither do Ward and June. Up next, Wally tries to boost his status to impress a girl. Stay tuned for Wally's Glamour Girl. It's next.